Vanderbilt researchers want to change a brief but dangerous procedure that occurs more than a million times a year in U.S. hospitals. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports a study published this week in the New England Journal of Medicine claims to settle a 50-year controversy over how to place a breathing tube.
Before having a tube stuck down their throat, patients are given a quick dose of medication to make them groggy, but it takes 1 minute to kick in. And during that time, breathing slows, many end up with dangerously low oxygen levels, and some go into cardiac arrest. Dr. Jonathan Casey, who's a critical care fellow at Vanderbilt, tested whether pumping air into the lungs with a simple bag mask helped at all.
A lot of people thought this can't be effective. There's no way that squeezing that bag for 1 minute would be that effective at preventing low oxygen levels. And I think even we were surprised by how effective it was.
The rate of low oxygen levels was cut by half, and there were very few complications caused by the bag mask. This is important because some physicians are taught that a bag mask forces air into the stomach and can cause them to vomit. Casey says for his unit at Vanderbilt, the evidence is enough to change their practice. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.